See terms of use.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Stevan, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Kobe Bryant was fined $100,000 for lashing out and using a gay slur against a referee at Tuesday night's game. Now, Kobe quickly apologized, saying his words came strictly out of anger. You know, and that's street, when you're playing street ball, yeah, you can yell stuff like that. But, you know, when you playing and they got cameras in your face, it's probably a better idea to keep your anger in check.
This is what he should do. Just buy a big ring for the referee, and everything will be fine.
Big ring. But, you know, it seems like, you know, because like you said, it's such a high-intensity playing that they're doing. The referee, he got 13 technical fouls, which, you know, when fans scream stuff, it doesn't affect the player's ability to play. But when a ref keeps calling you, it affects what you do.
There's Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar, Sherry Shepherd as well from The View, talking about the trouble Kobe Bryant got himself into this week. He was fined $100,000 after he dropped multiple F-bombs and yelled a gay slur at a referee after he was called for a technical foul, his 15th of the season, and one shy of the number the NBA has set as grounds for suspension. The NBA, the NHL, baseball, all on this week's countdown at number 10, the world of sports talk radio. We're reviewing the top 10 hits, as we do every week at this time in talk radio and talk television, as determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, working with the folks that put together this program. Number 9 this week, the story about Barry Bonds and his steroidal problems, if you know what I mean. Talk host Gary Allen visits with law professor Kurt Benson about the obstruction of justice verdict and the money the government has wasted on this trial of Bonds.
Barry Bonds was found guilty of obstruction of justice, a mistrial on the other three counts, and they didn't nail him on steroids. So you're going to see jail time? Kurt Benson, co-host of the Lawyers and Professor at Cooley Law School, on the line this morning. Professor?
Good morning.
Good morning. So what about this? I mean, the government really wasted a lot of time and money on this thing, didn't they?
Well, they did. Their case really fell apart. They went in there with high hopes that they're going to get both the perjury convictions and the obstruction of justice. And it, on paper, looked like they had a pretty good case. But their major witness went south on them. And frankly, they're lucky they even got an obstruction of justice out of this case. This case completely fell apart on them.
I mean, 7 years they were going after him.
The federal government, let me tell you something, when the federal government throws the full weight of its resources behind it towards you, 7 years is about right. But again, he came out of it okay. Well, you know, he didn't really come out of it okay. In fact, I think there's a little too much crowing on the defense side. They can always retry him on the perjury count. It was just a mistrial. It was not. They can retry him. And when I read in the paper, it was an 11-1 for a conviction for at least one of those perjury counts. So I think that's going to encourage the government to bring another case against them on the one hand. On the other hand, they got their problem witness. This was a doctor. His trainer said that he spoke to this doctor like 50 times about steroids. The doctor gets on the stand and says, I don't know what he's talking about. I never talked to anybody about steroids. And so presumably that doctor's testimony is not going to change. They may decide not to bring new charges against them, and they may just let it go at this. And to answer your question, no, we probably won't.
Really? So if they bring new charges, I could be driving around in something from the scooter store or whatever before they even come with some kind of a decision on that.
Well, no, actually, if they decide to recharge them, that charge will come relatively quick. It'll come inside a year, because the first part takes a long time because of the investigation. They didn't charge him for a long time after his testimony, and then eventually they charge him, and the delays are the part of both sides. But I would think that if they recharge him, they'd have him tried within a year.
Government spent a lot of money on this, Kate Curtin, but so too did Barry Bonds. 7 high-pressure lawyers on this deal?
I can't imagine, but then Barry Bonds was making an awful lot of money by the time he retired. At some point, at some level, money almost means nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, it does to us. But at some level, when you look at the kind of money, you watch that whole Jay Leno thing go down with what's his name?
Yeah.
And the kind of money they talk about is just so beyond what you and I think about that at some point I don't even know what it means anymore. It really doesn't. Put it this way, from a percentage of his net wealth, it probably was not that much money, but it was probably tens of millions of dollars.
Coming up, a surprising exit from Dancing with the Stars, plus oil and gas prices on the verge of setting record highs here on The Countdown.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. We have Bobby on line one.
Hello?
Well, hello, Bobby. What's your question?
Why do you say chicken of the sea is the best tuna?
Because it tastes great.
Why?
Because chicken of the sea tuna has a fresh, delicate flavor.
Why?
Because we want your whole family to love it.
Why?
Oh, no. I think we lost Bobby.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the sea.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Most of the time, we don't notice the engineered systems that affect our daily lives. That's because they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. If you flick a light switch and the light turns on, you don't give it a second thought. If the light fails, however, it's a different story. So why don't things go wrong more often? Well, each object in your home has been designed by engineers. And engineers don't just design things to work. They also figure out what could go wrong with the design, ways to prevent those things from going wrong, and ways to minimize the damage if things do go wrong. Engineers analyze all of this in a process called risk assessment. Risk assessment might sound simple, but it's actually a complicated process. Assessing risk is a rigorous technical process that involves sophisticated methodologies. Engineers must be vigilant in analyzing and applying protocols and scenarios to thwart events that can cause an undesirable consequence. For more information, visit www.asme.org.
Spring is finally here, so hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on all varieties of IAMS dog food in 35 to 40 pound bags. IAMS has a formula for your pet's specific needs, like life stage, breed size, weight control, and sensitive stomach. Hurry in for this great IAMS deal and more, going on now at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, offer valid through April 24th.
It's spring. Time for some fresh, entertaining ideas.
Member Paula Wickenstein on the Spring Taste of Sam's Club open house. Sample and shop free with no upcharge.
I get to taste before I make my menu, so I know my guests will love it all.
Fresh meats and produce, delicious sides, and more. All you have to do is
spring into Sam's Club.
The Spring Taste of Sam's Club, April 15th through 17th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Not a member? Join at the event and get a free cookbook. Details at samsclub.com/spring. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
To number 8 on the countdown, Dancing with the Stars, Robin Roberts from ABC talks to Sugar Ray Leonard, who is the latest celebrity to be axed.
He danced like a butterfly, but losing, well, that's got to sting like a bee. Sugar Ray Leonard and his beautiful partner, Anna Kravinskaya, are the third couple to be booted from Dancing with the Stars. And we have heavy hearts. I am not kidding you in the least. And we are not the only ones so sad to see both of you go.
Well, you know what? You know, that's life, and I put up a good fight, and I would cherish this moment. Great friends, great people, great show.
I got to say, Len and I were talking during the break as he was looking at the possibilities up there, and he said, if it's Sugar Ray, this guy's the heart of the show this season, and I agree with him.
Thank you. Yeah, and Sugar Ray, you seem like you were having so much fun on the show. Were you?
Robin, I had the best time of my life. Mm-hmm. It was an experience I never thought would take place because I'm not a ballroom dancer. But yeah. The crash course I had was wonderful. Anna, my dear partner, was incredible. I'm going to miss all this.
Aww. Well, you should have seen Anna's tweet last night. It says, Sugar Ray is such an elegant, sweet man on top of being a phenomenal athlete. Sugar Ray, you got to keep dancing?
I'm going to keep continuing the ballroom dance. And it's been, Robin, it's been amazing. I mean, I was sad for my daughter, Camille, who shed tears, and all my fans and supporters. But you know what? It's been a wonderful experience for me.
The rising price of oil and gas, number 7 on the countdown. From CNN, Jack Cafferty talks about some of the emails he's been getting from people about how they are coping with the skyrocketing cost of fuel.
Predictions by a lot of experts now, $5 a gallon by Memorial Day. Jen Rice from Granger, Texas. We've cut back on eating out, going to the local store to buy food. We put in a garden with tomatoes, okra, cucumbers, squash, sweet corn, etc. May not save us a lot, but it's a start. J.J. writes from Toledo, we've given up on a vacation in North Carolina. It would have been our first in 20 years. We planned to have some interior renovations done while we were away, but not this year. We'll use our money for gas, utilities, and food, all of which have skyrocketed. Steve in Michigan, I arrange my life to reduce how much gas I burn a lot of years ago. When gas is cheap, I save money. When gas is higher, I save more money. It's a win-win deal. I drive a fuel-efficient car, live near work, and all needed services. Gas could be $15 a gallon. It would not be that big a deal for me. Pierre writes from Florida, I drive a scooter around Miami. I get 80 to 90 miles per gallon. Evina writes, quit crying and suck it up. We in Canada have been paying nearly $6 a gallon for years. And guess what? The world has not come to an end. Americans think they're entitled to all the good things in life, but they don't want to pay for them. They don't want to pay taxes. They don't want to pay for health care. They don't want to pay to educate young people. They don't want to pay for infrastructure. You get the picture. At least some of you are starting to wake up now and smell the coffee. D writes, with improved weather, I started riding my bike to work. It not only saves gas and wear and tear on the car, hopefully it'll help me get back in shape. It's a 6-mile ride each way with many bike lanes to choose from, and I would encourage anyone who can to do it. You won't regret it. Richard in Kansas writes, well, since I'm a wealthy oil executive, I'd say I'm handling it quite well. I just keep getting richer while you poor dumb saps just keep paying whatever I demand. Suckers.
Number 6 on this week's countdown, the intense pat-down a TSA officer gave to a 6-year-old girl. The video of that pat-down has gone viral, and you can see it on our Facebook page, which you can get to by going to DougStephan.com. So many people are outraged that Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah, working on legislation to prevent TSA pat-downs of minors without a parent's consent. Talk host Todd Jeffries and Don Pryor talked about how this event actually unfolded.
A lot of people are generally outraged by the fact that this little girl was, some actually making comments saying she was sexually assaulted.
Sexually assaulted? I don't know if it went that far, but the whole idea of patting down a 6-year-old little girl is just absolutely insane.
Well, in some countries, terrorists actually use children packed with explosives to commit crimes.
Not in this country. They just do not do it in this country.
They haven't yet.
Yeah. I mean, this was the parents. It was a doctor and his wife and their little 6-year-old girl and a couple other kids. She was kind of chose randomly. And the TSA agent, she was just doing her job. But because the supervisor was the one that said, we're going to do this. Do not get in our way and do not make a fuss.
If a police officer did what they did to this little girl, there would be an internal affairs investigation and a reprimand against the police officer.
Right.
Todd,
there needs to be one against the supervisor here.
Todd and Selena Drexel, that's the parents. They were on Good Morning America. Their 6-year-old girl, Anna, was the one that was seen in the video. Mm-hmm. Getting the pat down at the New Orleans airport, here's what Mom and Dad had to say in Good Morning America.
For some reason, Anna was selected for a pat down. I can only speculate as to why. I didn't get a lot of information. Although I did ask questions as to why she was being selected for pat down, I didn't really get a lot of information. I did ask for alternatives. I asked for her to be re-scanned and was refused.
Now, that's Mom, Selena Drexel. She says they chose to videotape it because they didn't want to create a fuss, but they wanted to document it.
They chose to videotape it because, they just refused and said they were going to do what they were going to do. Not verbally, but in no uncertain terms, apparently the TSA supervisor is very skilled at nonverbal communication, letting me know that there would be trouble if I caused a fuss.
Kind of an awkward situation. I mean, we tell our kids that strangers, and a TSA screener would be a stranger to this little girl.
Right.
You don't let strangers touch you in inappropriate areas.
No.
And now the parents had to say, let this stranger touch you.
And we'll stand here and watch.
Here it is.
It's very mixed. That's got to be completely confusing.
Coming up, a talk host takes a closer look at Donald Trump, plus Mitt Romney says he's running for president when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com. Today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number 5 on the countdown, the potential of a number of GOP presidential candidates next year. Here, Talk host Jennifer Bryan speaks about Mitt Romney and Donald Trump and wonders whether either of them has a chance.
Mitt Romney doesn't have a chance. He's got about as much as a chance of running for president and winning as I do. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. And he just his tone of voice. He needs to be taken out of office, and here's why. Actually, that's Nancy Pelosi. But anyway, I'll work on my Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney just sounds so, I don't know, he's just condescending about Donald Trump in a way. His tone is just sort of, you know, you know, I believe he passed the citizens test. I'm not sure. I'm sorry. I don't agree with Mitt Romney. Do you think he has a chance in hell? And Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump says that he's going to run as an independent if he doesn't. And the thing is, I don't believe that. He's just saying that. He is strong-arming the Republicans, saying, you got to get behind me. You've got to get behind me. Is Donald Trump really pushing the birther issue over the edge now? Is, you know, are all these people, see, the more they resist, the more they say move on. And Ann Coulter, I've never even been a fan of hers. It doesn't matter if she's right, left, you know, up, down. Ann Coulter is just a crazy person with a patch on her eye. Ugh. She's just, I mean, you can disagree with somebody, but she's just so bitchy. But Donald Trump now, is it time to move on? Is it time to put, you know, a platform together? Let America know what he thinks about things. Mitt Romney is going after him, and there's a reason for that. Mitt Romney wants the nomination. Mitt Romney really thinks, Mr. Kendall, that he can do it. He doesn't, I mean, forget it. But Romneycare has destroyed the right now society because Obamacare is based on that insanity. It's killing small businesses. It's killing people that can't afford insurance. It's, you know, it's forcing people to go in directions, healthcare providers that that they don't want to go. You know, doctors are unhappy with it. I mean, you know, the list is long. Would you vote for Mitt Romney, though? If the election were today, if you had to choose today, Mitt Romney, Donald Trump. Mitt Romney, Donald Trump. By the way, Pawlenty threw his hat in the ring. All right, no, I'm sorry. So I open it up. Pawlenty, Romney, Trump. What would you do?
The nuclear situation in Japan, number 4
from CBS Lucy Kraft reports from Tokyo about the expanded evacuation zone and the elevated severity level, placing it on par with Chernobyl now.
After ranking Fukushima on a par with the notorious Chernobyl disaster, Japanese officials rushed to assure the public that, in fact, their nuclear accident isn't as dangerous as the Soviet tragedy of 25 years ago. Nuclear Safety Chief Nishiyama says, "We've given this a preliminary rating of 7. However, the emission of radioactive substances is about 10% of the amount of Chernobyl, which is rated at a similar level. Authorities are no closer to regaining control of the damaged plant as the crisis drags into a second month. Work today was slowed after a fire briefly ignited, and continuing strong aftershocks forced workers to briefly evacuate the site. To quell anxiety, the state government has launched an intensive statewide radiation screening of citizens and property at thousands of checkpoints. But the government's assurances were of little comfort to the fearful residents of Fukushima. Chief Cabinet Secretary Adano has launched a blitz on behalf of Japanese produce. Sales have been tanking even outside the radiation zone. As for food grown outside the evacuation zone, and that covers most of Japan, I can say with confidence that it's safe, Adano says.
Prime Minister Kan addressed the nation today. He said one of the best ways to help the stricken northeastern region of Japan is for consumers to loosen their purse strings and start buying products from the affected area.
Japan's situation number 4 on the countdown this week. Recapping for you, sports talk, including the NBA and the NHL. The situation with Kobe Bryant, number 10, Major League Baseball's trial of Barry Bonds and him being found guilty of one of the counts against him. It's number 9. Dancing with the Stars at 8. Number 7 is the cost of oil and gas. Number 6, the TSA pat-down of that young girl. Let's see, number 5 is the 2012 GOP hopeful list. Number 4, situation in Japan. That leaves us numbers 3, 2, and 1. They're up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $14 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-601-5469. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 75% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%, and the call is absolutely free. Call Matrix Direct, 1-800-601-5469. That's 1-800-601-5469. 1-800-601-5469.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
One.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, the 15th of April. We're up to number 3, the unrest in the Middle East. Talk host Steve Summers visits with military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle about the Navy's testing of a laser that could be used against pirates, incoming missiles, and potentially Mr. Gaddafi.
It looks like the U.S. Navy test ship, they've tested this laser, is that right?
Solid-state, high-energy laser from a ship. It's a baseball-sized laser beam, and when it's aimed at a boat that was tossing around through pretty rough waters in the Pacific Ocean, and it burned the engine up in the ship.
Now, is it a scare tactic? Is it designed to burn the engine? What's the laser designed to do?
Well, it's designed to take out also pirates, and those guys have been giving us a lot of trouble around the ocean these days, and also can take out incoming missiles with its laser-based system, and it can take out supersonic and ballistic missiles. In recent tests, they've done that as well. The Navy's kind of moving in that direction, and it's really quite remarkable, according to some experts, that the Navy can do this. You're talking miles, not yards here, and it's really absolutely going to change naval warfare in the future.
And this, unlike bullets that can ricochet, the laser doesn't ricochet off unintended targets.
No, the laser's very precise, unlike bullets, and its strength can be dialed down from a lethal level to a nuisance level, and they actually it can cause the skin to prickle, and it can be dialed down to a bright light so the bad guys know they're being targeted. Once they crank it up to full steam, they're going to fry well done, I'm sure.
Okay, the U.S. still flying missions over Libya. I thought this would be be over by now.
Well, that's what we thought, too, the handover to Operation Eno. Actually, on April 4th, despite Obama administration's reluctance to say we're still over there doing a mission, we are. We just field 11 U.S. fighter aircraft on April 4th. They were offered to NATO so they can be used to strike missions without U.S. approval. And that's interesting because we have the A-10 Thunderbolt close air support, AC-130 Spectre gunship that had really been very effective against Gaddafi's tanks and armored vehicles.
Host Jane Foy and Rick Daniels talking here to Edward Uranian of CBS about attempted ceasefire talks continuing in Libya.
Well, what do you do with a problem named Gaddafi? You have a meeting in Cairo. And Edward Uranian is on the line with us this morning. Edward, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek. I mean, they're having this meeting, and Gaddafi seems to be winning in Libya. So what's going on?
Well, I think they're blowing a lot of hot air. This is the third Libya conference in 3 days. There was one in Doha, Qatar yesterday, and one in Germany today, and one in Cairo as well. So you've got three in 3 days, plus the African Union mission to Benghazi and Tripoli the previous days. So a lot of diplomatic activity and not much to show for it. Plus, when you listen to what they're saying, it's sort of the usual diplomatic rhetoric. Gaddafi must go. A ceasefire is needed. And you listen to the European Union chief, and I don't know that I should single her out, Catherine Ashton. But anyway, you look at her and she says, we want to develop democracy and the rule of law. Well, what kind of democracy is she talking about and the rule of what law? Sharia law? I'm not sure. You know, you kind of remember Margaret Thatcher, and you say to yourself, well, would Margaret Thatcher have said something like that? I tend to doubt it. I think we would have she would have had something much more strong to say, and I think Ronald Reagan probably would have as well. But anyway, looking at reality in the face, I guess we're just trying to find some way out of this crisis, and nobody seems to have found the solution. I mean, they're talking about roadmaps, and roadmaps in diplomatic parlance really never lead anywhere.
Now, I mean, has anybody told Gaddafi what's going on? Because he doesn't seem to be paying much attention.
No, not at all. He said he was he agreed to a ceasefire with the African Union, and today there was a rocket attack in Misrata, which is Libya's third largest city, under rebel control in western Libya, and 23 people died. No, I don't think he's listening, and I don't think he has any intention of leaving. His sons have no intention of leaving. Where would they go anyway? I don't think there are many places that would take them. And obviously they're seeing what's happening to President Mubarak in Egypt and to President Ben Ali, former President Ben Ali of Tunisia, so I don't think they're planning to go anywhere.
Now, Edward, there were reports, at least from the rebel side, on that rocket attack on Misrata this morning, that a number of civilians were killed. Is that the kind of things the world needs to hear for NATO to become more aggressive in this battle?
Well, I guess that's part of the problem. That's what they were discussing at the NATO conference in Germany this morning over Libya. They were saying, well, none of the countries of NATO seem to agree what they should be doing, whether they should be more active on the ground. The French are saying one thing. The Germans are saying another thing. The Italians are saying a third thing. And the U.S. is basically keeping out of it as much as possible these days. And, it's quite understandable. We've got two wars going on elsewhere. The last thing we need is a third war, especially an unwinnable war that's become a military stalemate. So I guess you need to find a diplomatic breakthrough, and at this point the rebels are not willing to talk to Colonel Gaddafi, and Colonel Gaddafi is not going to leave. So what to do?
Coming up, the focus on the soaring deficit. That's number two on the countdown, and up next as we continue.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you. And the people who knocked these
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Number two on the countdown, the deficit problem on Bloomberg, Betty Liu and Dominic Chu talked to investment strategist John Malden, who thinks neither the president nor Congressman Ryan have presented any kind of plan to seriously deal with the deficit.
Watching President Obama, are you any more confident that we're going to get our fiscal house in order?
No.
Why not?
Well, I mean, I think we will. But it's the start of a debate, and it's we have to have a discussion in this country. We have to get the deficit below the growth of nominal GDP. We can run deficits, just like Dick Cheney said. The deficits make no difference as long as they're low. But when they're as big as they are today, then, of course, they make a lot of difference. So if we bring it back down, which we will in one of two ways. Either we make a choice, we get together, we act like adults, or the market says, you're not acting like adults, and then we have a crisis. The whole line is that people only really accept change in the face of necessity, and they only see necessity generally in crisis.
Well, speaking of necessity and crisis and debt all together, the debt ceiling argument. We've been talking about this $14 trillion debt ceiling for a while, and people said, you know what, are we going to see the same battle lines drawn that we saw with the federal government possible shutdown? Will it take an 11th-hour deal to get that debt ceiling raised, or should it even be raised?
Well, it should be raised. We shouldn't be having the discussion, but the fact is we are. It'll be raised, and I hope we have a fight about it. I mean, the reality is we've got to cut not $600 billion, like Paul Ryan's thing, or the, kick the can down the road like Obama's thing. We've got to cut about $1.2 trillion from this last budget every year. That's a big number, and we can't get there with either Obama's plan or Ryan's plan. We're going to have a discussion that says, and it really boils down to how much Medicare do we want? want, and how are we going to pay for it?
Okay, but John, but why aren't the bond markets yet raising this alarm? Why aren't yields going up 7-8% or whatever?
Well, okay, if you'll go back 3 years ago, the bond markets were telling us that Greece and Portugal and Ireland were in great shape. Not a problem in the world. Let's give them money at 2% for 10 years or whatever. Okay. The bond market is not that smart. It sees, when it sees the problem, it goes, oh, my God, there's a problem.
But and, this is all on the front page of the newspapers. We're talking about this every day, day in and day out.
Because we're talking about it. It's not a problem today. We're still funding. We're still going. Remember, you know, the great book, you know, besides my book. I mean, really, the best book of the last decade, the most important book, was Carmen Reinhart and Ken Rogoff's book, This Time is Different. And they looked at 266 crises. And so what did they find out? That it's never different. And you go along and you go along and you go along. And it's boring. And then, bang. It's different.
So when is it different?
I think
the stock market, when is it different?
Well,
like 6 months from today?
The stock market's dealing off of a different dynamic.
Right.
But I think the bond market is 2013. I think in 2013, if the bond market doesn't see some adults sit down and say, let's get this fixed, then the bond market starts throwing up. Now, if Obama and Boehner can sit down, and O'Connell and Reid and all those guys can sit down and do something in June, that would be good. Will they get us there? I don't think so. That would be asking too much going into an election year.
CBS's Chris Raggi and Bill Plant talk about the president's plan to reduce the deficit and how it might work.
President Obama says he wants to reduce the federal deficit by $4 trillion over the next 12 years. Joining us with details on how he plans to do that and what the Republicans think of his ideas is CBS News senior White House correspondent Bill Plant. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. This was the president's bid to regain the offensive in the argument over the nation's priorities. He accused Republicans of wanting to change the basic social contract, and he offered a proposal which preserves his principles and those of his party while still cutting the deficit.
President Obama unveiled his plan to reduce the deficit by $4 trillion over the next 12 years, but with few specifics. He wants to curb domestic spending and find additional savings in defense, as well as in Medicare and Medicaid. Mr. Obama also proposes rewriting the tax code, limiting itemized deductions for the wealthy, and ending tax cuts for those who make over $250,000.
We cannot afford $1 trillion worth of tax cuts for every millionaire and billionaire in our society. We can't afford it. And I refuse to renew them again.
If the debt has not fallen by 2014, the president's plan would require more spending cuts and fewer tax preferences.
It achieves these goals while protecting the middle class, protecting our commitment to seniors, and protecting our investments in the future.
The president then picked apart the Republican deficit proposal, which calls for $5.8 trillion in cuts, charging that it ends Medicare, would cause 50 million Americans to lose health insurance, and gives tax breaks to the wealthy who least need them.
They want to give people like me a $200,000 tax cut that's paid for by asking 33 seniors each to pay $6,000 more in health costs. That's not right. That's not going to happen as long as I'm president.
House Budget Committee Chair Paul Ryan, author of the Republican plan, had a front row seat at the president's presentation and later called it excessively partisan.
What we heard today was a political broadside from our campaigner-in-chief. Rather than building bridges, he's poisoning wells.
Now, no one at the White House will admit that this was a political speech, but the president was essentially appealing to his base and to independent voters and asking them, what kind of country do you want this to be?
On the other hand, over at Fox, Charles Krauthammer didn't think much about the president's plan at all.
I thought it was a disgrace. I thought I've rarely heard a speech by a president so shallow, so hyper-partisan, and so intellectually dishonest outside of the last couple of weeks of a presidential election where you're allowed to call your opponent anything short of a traitor. But we are a year and a half away from Election Day, and there was supposed to be a speech about policy. He didn't even get to his own alternative until the more than halfway through the speech. And when he did, he threw out these numbers suspended in midair with nothing under them, with all kinds of goals and guidelines and triggers, which mean absolutely nothing. The speech was really about, and it was almost entirely an attack on the Ryan plan. And it was deeply dishonest.
Paul Ryan's plan.
And let me give you one example of how dishonest it was. He went on and on about how the Republicans want to steal from your grandma to lower taxes on the rich. And he talked about the Bush tax cuts and how much he's going to stand on the bridge and oppose any extension, which is what he knows how to do. He's done it over and over for the last 6 years. The Ryan plan is not about the Bush tax cuts. It transcends them. It's about what the deficit, what Obama's own commission had recommended, that you strip out loopholes and you lower the rates for everyone. It's not about whether it should be the Bush rates or the Clinton rates. It's a whole new approach in which the Simpson, the Bowles Commission had recommended itself. In fact, the Bowles had recommended in one of its scenarios a high rate of 23%. Ryan's at 25%. Obama did this knowing that this is a way to play to his base. It was a speech that was quite remarkable in how demagogic it was, and I say that with all due respect.
So that leaves us with number one. We'll talk about the ongoing budget battle when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number one on the countdown, the battle over the budget. Talk host E.J. Becker and Ellen Schenck talk to Congresswoman Vicki Hartler of Missouri about the president's plan to cut spending and raise taxes.
I really did like this this one lead line I read on Politico that said the president extended Republicans an olive branch yesterday and then beat them up with it. What was your impression of his speech?
Well, it's more of the same. I mean, his solution is basically to increase the largest tax increase in American history on the American people. And that's not what we need to do. Washington is spending too much. It's not that Americans are being taxed too little. And he didn't address the real cost drivers of our budget deficit, and that is the entitlement spending. And we have to preserve those programs, those safety nets for future generations. And so he certainly isn't leading again. He's Johnny-come-lately. So it's going to be an interesting session, but as Republicans, we're going to continue to move forward with our bold plan, which will create over 1 million new private sector jobs next year and cut $6.2 trillion in government spending. And that's what we've got to do, is a reverse course for our future.
Congresswoman, wouldn't you agree, though, that there are a lot of waste in some of those entitlements and that could be trimmed?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of waste in government, and we have to that has to be part of the solution. But we can't just dink around the edges anymore. We've got to do the real bold moves to reverse course. We are borrowing 42 cents out of every dollar the government spends, and a lot of that is from China. And Washington just can't continue to spend money it doesn't have.
When I step back and I think about my own personal finances, Congresswoman, there are two sides to it. One, I have to watch my spending. Two, I have to increase my income. So is it not right to say that on a national level, too, you can't just cut spending and hope to achieve everything? Do we not need more revenues? And if not by increasing income taxes, how do we get those revenues?
Oh, you are exactly right. I used to teach personal family finance when I was a teacher, and that is exactly true. The way to increase revenue is to increase jobs. And that's where our proposals and what we've been doing here is all focused on creating jobs. And one way to do that is to decrease taxes on people, decrease the corporate tax rate, so American companies will come back here and expand their business here and quit going overseas, and stop the government regulations that are making it very difficult to operate a business. And so that's what we're doing, and the Paul Ryan plan is projected to increase 1 million new jobs next year and 2.5 million additional private sector jobs over the decade and reduce unemployment to 4%, and that's per some of the Heritage Foundation studies. So I believe we're on the right track, and you're right. We've got to create jobs. That'll create revenue while at the same time trimming spending.
Here is host Abe Ross talking about the president's plan and why he thinks Republicans aren't really very much in favor of it.
You can see why Barack Obama drives Republicans crazy. It was a line in his budget speech yesterday where he criticized the Republican plan to privatize Medicare.
They want to give people like me a $200,000 tax cut that's paid for by asking 33 seniors each to pay $6,000 more in health costs.
This is what frustrates the Republicans. Here they proposed a budget that lets Mr. Obama keep his money, the money he earned fair and square by becoming famous and selling books, and he slams them for it. That doesn't make sense to them. Even though he made his money writing books Republicans hate, they're willing to let him keep it. But he stands up and he says, no, I don't want to keep my money because it would mean 33 senior citizens would have to pay more for health care. And they're thinking, well, okay, if you feel that way, you're free to find these 33 people and write them a check. Because Republicans figure if you're rich and you're feeling guilty about it, the answer to that isn't higher taxes, it's philanthropy. What real American deliberately raises his own taxes? That must be why Donald Trump has doubts that Obama was really born here. And this is where I see a bipartisan solution. Instead of raising taxes on the top 2%, just give everyone in the top 2% the names of 33 nearby senior citizens and invite them to send each of them a check for $6,000. I'm sure the top 2% will do the right thing.
The battle over the budget, that's the most talked about topic on talk radio this week. And going through the list one more time, at number 10, the NBA and Kobe Bryant. At number 9, Barry Bonds and Major League Baseball. At number 8, Dancing with the Stars. Number 7, Price of Petroleum. Number 6, TSA pat-downs. 2012 GOP presidential hopefuls are number 5. Japanese situation with the nuclear event is number 4. The unrest in the Middle East is number 3. Number 2 is the soaring deficit. And number 1, the budget battle. That's the way it is on the Talk Radio Countdown.